Hi, John and Tammy.
Hey, it's David.
Totally cool to talk to you.
Oh, great. Thanks for having me on.
David Duchovny is coming to San Diego to play a show on February 12th at the Music Box. DavidDuchovnyMusic.com, by the way.
I never knew he was an artist. This is new for me.
You're really good, man. Is there something that you're not good at?
Thank you. Oh, there's so much that I'm not good at. It'd take the whole interview to list it.
So you know David Duchovny as Fox Mulder from The X-Files or Hank Moody from Californication. But yeah, he's also a really talented musician. David, how long have you been playing guitar?
I've been playing guitar just maybe 6 or 7 years. I took it up my downtime, like in the trailer, just kind of twiddle my thumbs or sleep or whatever. I thought, well, I've always loved music. I'm going to play guitar. And was smart enough to kind of tell the producers of Californication, hey, I think Hank should take guitar lessons.
So oh, I got that was good.
Free guitar lessons. It's my scam at this point.
That's brilliant. That's very brilliant. I wouldn't have thought about that, making it into your character so you get twice the time to practice.
Yeah, it's like, hey, my character liked to have a beach house outside of Madrid.
Well, we're talking to David Duchovny. David's going to be gracing San Diego with his musical talents at the Music Box in February. I'm glad you brought up Californication. I loved you on The X-Files. Everybody got a different side of you, all kinds of sides of you, with Hank Moody and Californication.
Yeah.
Which character did you like playing better?
I can't really say that. I mean, it's really like trying to choose a child, you know, which do I like my son or my daughter better, or, you know.
Well, sometimes on the day, you know.
Exactly. I would say it's almost exactly the same thing. It's like there are aspects of Californication that were glorious to do. That point in my career where I really felt more on top of what I was doing as an artist, you know, as an actor. So much of The X-Files in the beginning was really just treading water for me, trying to keep my head above the water, trying to figure out how do I survive in this world. You know, The X-Files had so many things as well that were wonderful, and so much of that is wrapped up in, you know, just the juggernaut of the show and the whole experience of what happened through the show. I could never choose one or the other. I'm sorry. I know that sounds like a cop-out, but it's the truth.
No, it's the truth. That's okay.
We're with David Duchovny. David's going to be playing live music for you at the Music Box February 12th downtown. David, because of the massive success of X-Files and because people just dig on science fiction so much, are people coming to your show yelling out, like, what's going on, Mulder? I mean, are they scale of 1 to 10? How annoying is that for you?
Well, you know, they yell Hank, too. Because Californication was a big music show. I mean, it could be annoying, and I understand the question. And there's certainly days in my personal life walking down the street where I can find it annoying to be called Mulder or to be called Hank or to be called any one of a number of names that are not David. I think that I'm not a fool enough to think that people know me necessarily as a musician. So I know that I have an advantage of being known for something else. And that's why, in a way, that I get to play a place like the Music Box.
That's a great attitude and a great outlook. So you're a successful actor, you're a successful musician, you're a successful novelist. Are you going to start painting?
Well, that's one of the things that I'm terrible at. I mean, honestly, I can barely do a stick figure.
Okay.
I think it's time for your character in Aquarius to take art lessons, David.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's so smart. I wish I'd thought of that.
What a cool conversation. David, it's been great to talk to you. David Duchovny.
Likewise. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. We appreciate your time, honey.
Thank you. Did you call me honey?
I did. I'm sorry.
That's so sweet.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye. Talk to you guys later.
Listen to you swoon. David Duchovny.
Who's swooning?
You are.
No, I panicked. I thought he was like mad at me for saying honey at first.